Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly Podcast.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and this week marks the beginning, well, today marks the beginning of Homelessness Week, an issue that once upon a time ago you felt like didn't really affect you, but now with the rising prices of rentals and everything else going on, it could be a real possibility. So to chat to us about this, Carly, we've got an awesome guy from an awesome line of work.
Yeah, the organisation is called Orange Sky Australia, and what they do is simply amazing and very much needed at the moment. And to tell us all about it is the co-founder, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Nick, let's just start from the beginning. How did Orange Sky come about, and tell us what you do?
Yeah, so Orange Sky started nearly 8 years ago with my best friend Lucas and I having an idea to put some washing machines and dryers in the back of a van and simply drive around and wash and dry clothes for free. And what we realized back in 2014 is that only a small part of what Orange Sky would ever do would actually be the washing and drying clothes, because while the washing was on, it was an awesome opportunity to sit down and have a chat. So yeah, we very quickly rewrote Orange Sky's mission to positively connecting communities.
Yeah, I love that. It's such a thing that you don't even really think about. Your mission statement, don't change clothes, change lives, which I absolutely love. Talk us through, I saw some stats come out regarding that a third of Aussies are in fear of losing their home, potentially maybe even go homeless. Have you seen these kind of numbers be backed in recent, well, I guess in the last 12 months?
Absolutely. You know, I think on the forefront of everyone's mind over the last couple of years has been hygiene and human connection. And now through the economic uncertainty and financial pressures, we're seeing a lot of people really having to think about those luxuries that we have taken for granted, like, a washing machine or a shower.
I really love that you're kind of creating this human connection as well, because I can imagine being homeless would be very isolating. What is the kind of common themes that come up with people that are homeless and how they want to actually be approached?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we realise more and more is that, you know, Orange Sky just brings people from all walks of life together to have a chat. So, you know, we see loneliness and isolation throughout all of our communities. And, you know, the last time I was out on shift in WA, had a really special moment where one of our volunteers had recently moved there and didn't really have a community. And you know, they volunteered because they want an opportunity to have a yarn while the washing was on. We see, you know, situations where one or two or three things go wrong in someone's life, and they find themselves not having access to those basic luxuries.
Absolutely. Now, bringing it to WA, you said you're over here. I imagine you guys are spread out in different parts around regional WA. I would love to see you spread out even more.
Yeah, Orange Sky's now got 37 services operating in 25 locations around Australia. This year, we'll click over 2 million kilos of free laundry. Our newest service up in the Kimberleys and Yungara. We've got services awesome in Fitzroy Crossing and Bidgendanga. But what we hope is that, you know, Orange Sky can continue to grow to help as many communities as possible.
So what do you need from us listening right now? Do you need us to, I don't know, jump on the website, put our hands up to volunteer? Do you need funding? What can we do to help?
Yeah, so we've just launched the Sudsy Challenge. And the idea behind Sudsy is it took us 3 days to get our first van Sudsy to actually work. And what we encourage people to do is not change clothes, but change lives. So wear the same clothes for 3 days and start as many conversations and help Orange Sky sort of fundraise to continue to deliver our service. So the sudsychallenge.com, where you can register to become a part of the challenge.
Nick, thanks so much for the chat today. That website again is orangesky.org.au. Thanks for the chat today. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And this week we're talking all things about the homeless situation after what has been becoming a little bit more realer, to be honest, after the rising prices. We're going to hear probably today another interest rate rise as well. And it's been starting to become potentially reality for a lot of people who probably never even considered it. There's a lot of services out there and we're kind of focusing on a few of them. And right now we want to focus on Food Bank, who do amazing work right here in WA, and Kate O'Hara joins us, who is the CEO. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Alan. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Kate. Let's touch on the amazing work that you're doing at the moment, because now more than ever, Food Bank is really saving a lot of families in regional WA.
Yes, we're the food relief system that allows people to get a weekly shop done for significantly less than what you'd normally go through in the traditional supermarket, because we are able to provide food at a very low rate. It's 50 cents a kilo in regional areas on fruit and veg and dairy.
Wow.
And $1.50 on dry groceries.
And now more than ever, your service is important with the cost of living just going through the roof. How much is your service actually providing for the community at the moment? We're hearing stories from over east of lines around the block. Is that what you're experiencing?
Yes, we have less of a scale of block because our branches are all based in somewhat semi-industrial areas.
Yeah.
So we actually have lines of people waiting outside our branches many days a week. And that's because so many households are pushed to the brink with trying to balance all the costs they're dealing with. And the trick is, whatever we do, let's all work together to make sure that I don't lose the roof over their head.
Absolutely. And you guys are really stepping up in this area. And as we can see, like, this service is becoming more and more essential for families and staying afloat. Do you feel like you need more assistance, maybe from the government, and more kind of backing in where you're really kind of picking up the slack here?
Well, it's more a case of helping more people feel comfortable with the idea of coming to Food Bank. And we find that, unfortunately, about a third of people that could be coming to us just don't, because there should be no shame coming to a food bank. It's about balance. It's about an interim support.
So people listening right now, how do they access Food Bank if they do need to use your service?
So we've got 380 referral agencies that assess people's current situation and need, and then determine that they're, yep, that's the right fit to give them a Food Bank card. On our website, at foodbank.org.au, you can find all the information. So we're growing our accessibility, and we're making sure that those that really need it are getting the help.
Absolutely. Well, the website again is foodbank.org.au. You can donate, you can access the service. All the information that you need is on that website. Kate O'Hara, the CEO of Food Bank WA, thanks so much for the chat today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us on. It's a big issue, so thanks for covering it.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we are talking all things about homelessness. It is the week for it. We've had a number of guests on, Carly, chatting about a range of services that people can access.
Yeah, because as we're seeing now more than ever, people that never thought they'd find themselves in that situation are unfortunately finding themselves in that situation. It's just the perfect storm of circumstances at the moment. So people are really struggling, which is why we wanted to chat to Philippa from Anglicare, because they are one of the organisations out there that are really on the ground and helping people. She joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carly.
So first and foremost, tell us about Anglicare and what you guys do and where you're located.
Anglicare WA is a statewide social service organisation. We work from Kununurra in the north through to Albany in the south and lots of places in between.
You've been running for years and years now, but as we've heard from the multiple services that we have spoken to, now more than ever, I could imagine you guys would be pretty in demand.
We really are. Yeah. At the moment in Western Australia, as you said, we're experiencing this really unique kind of confluence of events where we've got people living in greater degrees of financial hardship than ever before. The cost of living is becoming really difficult to manage for people. And importantly, in this space, housing is becoming increasingly difficult to secure and keep hold of.
Yeah. So when it comes to accessing the services, how do you even begin to do that?
People are heavily reliant on the community services sector to be able to respond. And look, homelessness comes in a number of forms. So for those who find themselves suddenly like rough sleeping, so out in the elements on the streets, they'll often encounter people from community service organisations conducting outreach on the streets who'll be able to be a first point of contact. But obviously at the moment in Western Australia, we're experiencing housing shortages that are pretty off the scale.
Yeah.
But they can also call, you know, phone lines like Crisis Care and the like, Entry Point Perth as well, who are able to assist people in the metro, but across the state as well.
As you mentioned before, now more than ever, we are seeing people really struggling, and people that have never struggled before. Unfortunately, we're seeing young families be a part of that. In your work, how are you kind of, I guess, extending yourselves to kind of meet this demand? Do you feel like you are able to at the moment?
Mission Australia recently estimated that the average Australian is around six paychecks away from homelessness. So we know that if people lose their employment, they're living in tenuous rental situations, perhaps where they've only just been able to meet their rental payments. There's a lot of people who are living in that sort of housing stress, and families are particularly vulnerable to that. What we also know is that children who experience homelessness are far more likely to become homeless in their adulthood. So when we look at homeless adults, we know that about half of those who are homeless and rough sleeping, their first experience of homelessness was when they were under 18 years.
Which is horrible. It's like out of their hands, like that choice. Yeah. And then it's like affecting the rest of their lives. And what can we actually do to help? Like, is it actually like putting your hand up and getting there? And is there anything that we can physically do?
It would probably depend on the service provider. So in our case, if we were contacted by a member of the community, we'd seek out volunteer opportunities for them. We'd let them know whether we have any material needs for the people that we're supporting, and also let them know how they might be able to donate to be able to support the work that we do.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, well, absolutely. If people want more information, the website anglicare.wa.org.au. Thank you so much for taking some time out and chatting with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.